Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced Feminine. Thank you so much for tuning back in.
Yeah, we're so excited to be here. This is our first full-length episode, and we're actually going to be able to like dive in and give you guys all the tips and tricks that we're so excited to offer you. Today, we are really wanting to just dive in and cover some ways to simplify health. Just going back to the basics, and giving you some tools that you can use to navigate everything that's out there. Because it seems these days like everyone has some advice when it comes to health and wellness. And just because it worked for them doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So we want to give you some ways to really know what's going to work for you and some simple solutions that you can really just plug into your day-to-day life.
Yeah. And with that being said, I think Maddie and I can both speak to the fact that having worked in the wellness industry and working in it currently, we see so many really good marketing strategies, really, really great products that maybe necessarily don't do what you think they're going to do. And we want to help you guys just learn some tips and healthy lifestyle strategies to get back to the basics of health and tune into your body, really listen to what it's asking of you rather than spending a ton of money on products. So that's what we're gonna dive into today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always really discouraging when someone pumps in so much money and so much energy and time into something, really hoping that it's going to be what helps them feel better and get that help that they're looking for. And then they come to this dead end and just realize that everything that they just spent all this time and money and effort in wasn't right for them. So that's where we just really want to go ahead and just give you a few pieces that can just help you. And of course, like, there are some things where you're going to really need a deep dive when it comes to your health. But there are also some things that are just pretty simple and straightforward that can really help each person, especially when they take the time to listen to their body and what their body's telling them. So do you want to get started, Katie?
Yeah. I also want to add that I know we touched on this in the intro about kind of, you know, learning that there doesn't have to be one. I mean, the title of our podcast is The Balanced Feminine. So we really want to touch on that balance aspect of things and just learning that there doesn't have to be one end of the spectrum when it comes to health. We see a lot in the wellness industry that people come in and they get so overwhelmed with everything out there these days that they don't even want to implement small little changes because they're scared. And we want to help you understand that just by making those small changes, you can see such a difference. So that's really what we're hoping to get the point to get across today with you guys. So a couple of things for me, I know Maddie and I are different in what we focus on. Maddie, you're definitely more like nutrition based, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, cool. I would say I'm more focused on it goes hand in hand, but more lifestyle changes that has really worked for me. For instance, I would say I notice such a difference when I use a nightly routine. When I wake up in the morning and I have my morning routine, it's helped me so much. I'm definitely more of an anxious person. So at night, I need to do something that's going to help calm my mind. And in the morning, I could stay in bed for a while because I'm just, that's who I am. I love sleeping and not in like a, I don't love to seize the day type of person. I love my bed. So in the morning when it's hard for me to get out, I'm like, okay, I need a morning routine. I need to do something that's going to make me feel ready to just like take on the day. Whether that be doing some nice yoga stretching in the morning for 5 to 10 minutes. I have noticed that in my own life, I used to get super overwhelmed. I would be like, I don't want to do an hour of yoga. I just don't want to do that. But then as I started really like getting more focused on my own practice, it was less about the time and more so just about giving myself a few minutes to just like wake up. So that's like definitely something I've noticed has helped me. Maddie, do you have any points that you kind of want
to? Yeah. So just to touch on that, I see so many people who are having so many issues with sleep, and we want to kind of just try and cover that up with supplements and melatonin and whatever it might be. But really, like Katie said, taking the time to wind down is so important before bed, but also really addressing the lights that are surrounding us before bedtime. We're constantly surrounded by all these artificial lighting, and that really, really throws off our circadian rhythm. So when we have all these blue lights, whether that be your phone screen or your TV screen or your computer screen, or maybe it's the lights that are hanging in your living room or the lamp that's next to your bed, these are all, whether you know it or not, they're going through and they're sending signals in your body through your eyes and through your skin, through your different receptors in your body, signaling to you that it's daytime and it's time to wake up and it's time to keep going, and it's sending out cortisol. And the cortisol is keeping us awake. It's sending out blood sugar. But this is why it's so important that we really take steps to avoid these blue lights in the evening, because it's going to be, even if you fall asleep at night, you're still not getting into that deep REM sleep that you need, and not as much of it as you need, just because your body's confused. We live in a world that is very confusing to our body. So just taking little steps to navigate that can make really a world of difference. And in my personal opinion, sleep is the number one aspect of health. If we're not getting proper sleep, then we're not having proper health. So, yeah.
So, okay, so kind of a little question, because, I mean, you are just so intelligent. So
thank you.
For people out there that, A, maybe have the money to spend versus people that don't, which is something we definitely want to talk about in our podcast, because that's a huge part of the wellness industry. You know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
So for someone that can maybe afford to buy like a blue blocker, where would you, what, do you know any good companies or?
Yeah, so the two companies that I would recommend that truly do block that full spectrum of blue light are Blue Blocks and True Dark. So both of those are really good companies. They are a little bit more expensive than something you might just buy on Amazon, but they're going to give you that full benefit that you're really looking for. And True Dark, I know also, they sell different lights that will give off that red spectrum at night rather than the blue to help with that as well when it comes to your lighting. But another really simple thing to do that I do in my own house is just the salt lamps. And I turn those on in my bedroom, and I turn off my lamps and my overhead light and just let that be my lighting before bed. And it makes a really big difference.
Yeah, and I think with that, you know, I mean, not everyone has endless amounts of money to spend on these things, and that's the reality of the situation. And it's hard because you want to be as healthy as you possibly can. But so given that, like, if you do have the money, yeah, maybe it would be really amazing to be able to invest in blue blockers. But I think also Maddie and I want to touch on, like, so, you know, turn, like what you just said, like turning off your lights at night and putting on your salt lamps. Stop looking at your phone an hour and a half before you go to bed. Really allow your body to like get into that nightly routine. And that's a way of like doing something where you don't have to spend a ton of money.
Yeah. And there's even like on your phone and your computer, there's a way to turn on that filter. So once it's past a certain hour, it'll turn on. And I have this set on my phone and my computer where it just tries to block out that blue light. Obviously, you're not blocking out the full spectrum, and it's not doing the full job, but listen, it's doing something, and if we're trying to save money, something is better than nothing, absolutely. So that's something you could look into in your settings as well.
Yeah, and I think with that, one of the hardest parts about being in the wellness industry is in an alternative medicine is you get a lot of people that want a quick fix. Like they're not sleeping. So they come in and they want to sleep. And, you know, a supplement or implementing a nightly routine is going to take, it's going to take a lot longer than if you were to be prescribed a pharmaceutical medication. And if you really want to have a lifestyle that's sustainable and you're at your optimal health, it takes time and it's not going to happen overnight. And your brain chemistry is going to take rewiring. And it might be frustrating in the beginning, but that's something I've learned through my own journey is having patience with myself and my own health. And I think, Maddie, you can attest to that too. Like, it's just part of really reaching those goals in your health journey is being patient.
Yeah, consistency is everything. I always try and say give something at least 4 weeks. And then you might be able to see some amount of difference. But even then, it'll probably be much longer than 4 weeks. And that's where it really comes down to making those small changes, like we said before. You don't realize how much of a difference that makes until you look back on it a year later, 2 years later, and just see how much you've really truly evolved as a person and how much your health has benefited because of that. So,
yeah. Cool. Well, with that, I think we want to just kind of talk about some other health stuff, about little tips. Something that's really important to me is the products that you're using in your skin. So it's taken me a really long time to find skincare that I feel really aligned with. I'm going to name off a company that I'm super passionate about. It's called the Super Salve Company. And I love them. I've fallen in love with them because when I look at their label, I can read exactly, I know everything that's on it, right? I don't have to like look it up or Google it. I know exactly what is going on my skin. And this has become really big for me because your skin is your largest organ. So what you're putting on your skin is directly impacting your insides. You know, the chemicals that are allowed to be used in healthcare products is astounding. It's sad and it's unfortunate. The US doesn't have much regulation around it. But I have noticed an immense change in my own health and my well-being when I started paying attention to what I was using on my body, not just putting in my body, but on it. So I think that is something that is a really great tip that we'll talk about this more, like we'll go into more depth about, you know, what ingredients to be wary of and what types of products to look for. But I would, if you can do your own research, those are some small things about taking your own health back into your,
into your hands.
It's funny how you forget the smallest phrases.
And to touch on that, like Katie said, our skin is our largest organ. And really, when it comes down to it, things like diabetes are so impacted by just what we're putting on our skin and the cleaning products we're exposing ourselves to and the makeup that we're putting on our body, whatever it might be, the lotion, you name it. But there's compounds in each of these called diabetogens. And basically what that means is that it can cross that skin barrier and go directly into your bloodstream and cause high blood sugar or low blood sugar, truly impacting that state of your blood sugar balance. And that's really crazy. And I think something that a lot of people don't realize that's happening. And then also directly impacted is your liver. It's going to have to process everything that you put on your skin, everything that you breathe in the air. And we're already living in such a toxic world that the least we could do is just switch out some of those personal care and cleaning products. And one resource you could look into is the Think Dirty app. That's something that I do like a lot. It's an app and it will just show you like what products you already have at home and like kind of rate those on a scale of 1 to 10 how good or bad they might be, and then also give you some awesome options to switch over to once you finish out that bottle. Or if it's a 10, then get rid of it right away and switch out for a new one. So
yeah, and that's a really good point, because like these apps are amazing, and Maddie and I feel really passionately about supporting local businesses, and with that you really are able to tell what's in your products. So I try and really focus on paying attention to small businesses that I'm buying my skincare from. That way I'm able to talk to them, I'm able to ask them any questions. It's a lot easier to know what's going on your skin rather than going to Sephora or something and buying skincare. It's so much easier to connect with the people. Yeah, I think that's a really big thing that we also want to press, is like really pay attention to where you're buying these products from.
Yeah, and I think that goes back into your food as well. One really important thing you can do is get to know your local farmers and go to your local farmers market, whether that's for your veggies or fruits or the meat you buy, but just really becoming more connected to the food that you're putting in your mouth and on your plate.
Yeah, that's something that we're just so passionate about. You know, our food, it's so crazy today. When we talk to our parents, they say, like, it's not like it used to be. They used to, like, go into the market, and what the produce was there. And if they didn't have ripe bananas or ripe avocados, they didn't have it until the season came around. But for us, we're so privileged in our everyday life. We just walk into a grocery store and there's so many different fruits and vegetables that are available to us. And it also, we don't realize the work that goes into that and how hard it is to grow your own food. And I feel like it's taken our own appreciation and respect for food away from the food. And it's interesting. And this is also something that I think we want to touch on is, you know, you have to be pretty fortunate to be able to have a backyard and have a place to grow your own food. But if you're living in a city, there's small things you can do. You can get little planters that grow inside, and you can learn how to grow your own food. And that way you're so much more aware of things or where your food's coming from, and knowing what you're putting in your body. Because the reality of the situation is, when we go to the grocery store these days, we don't know how our food's been treated, you know, how the animals have been treated. You know, it might say organic on the label, but it's sad and it's a bummer to admit, but the regulations around organic in the US are not that strict. I mean, I know there's like organic farms that get checked up on once a year, and then otherwise they're free to do whatever they want. And I know that's terrifying. And I also listened to a podcast the other day where Mark Hyman, who's amazing, and Stephen Gundry were talking about how when you have a chicken farm, and say a doctor, a veterinarian says that the chicken is, one of them is sick, all the chickens are technically allowed to be fed antibiotics. And that's just like a rule of thumb. It's like a loophole that they're able to get through to feed these animals antibiotics and growth hormones. And you think you're eating organic, you think you're eating pasture-raised, grass-fed, and you're not. So I just really think pressing on the point of supporting your local farmers and knowing where your food's coming from, and also realizing that the longer your food sits on a truck and has traveled to you, the less healthy it is. It's so much better to be able to get your food from a local farm as fresh as you can.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly, so don't quote me on this, but I believe spinach, within the first 3 days of being picked, loses 50% of its vitamin C, which is crazy. And you just think that that's happening with all the nutrients. So really buying local and staying as fresh as possible is so important. And when we think about this crazy phenomenon where we have all of these fruits and veggies out of season at our disposal at all times. It's actually kind of scary because what they're doing, especially if these products aren't organic, what they're doing to be able to ripen them and get them to look the way that you want them to look so that they look so tasty and you want to buy them, is they're actually spraying them with all of these pesticides, which are signaling to the plant that it's time to die. So let's send every last resource we have out to these fruits that we have to get them to look the way they want and be fresh and ripe so that they can be eaten by an animal that wanders by and then distribute its seeds elsewhere so that it can continue to grow and spread its seed. But what is that doing to you? That's filling you full of pesticides, and pesticides are going to be so devastating in so many different ways, whether we're looking at your liver or your blood sugar or your cognition or your hormone balance. It's going to be impacted in each and every way. So this is why it's just so important to really get to know your local farmers. And if that's not a possibility for you, then just really trying to buy organic at all times.
Yeah. And I, you know, part of the reason that we really wanted to do this podcast specifically for women is that because the food and the products that we're using and we're putting in our bodies, we're putting on our bodies, are not necessarily from nature in the way that like it intended it to be. Yep, there's a dog in here. We are seeing so many women suffer from hormone imbalances, and that is, it's so sad because they think that by taking a birth control or taking something, some sort of pharmaceutical drug, that it's going to, you know, relieve them of the issues at hand. But the reality of the situation is that it can be so much simpler than that. Like, you can focus on eating better, getting those nutrients in your diet, using better skincare products, having a better nightly routine, better morning routine, allowing your adrenals to slow down. I mean, we're always in like parasympathetic, we're always in the fight or flight, and we don't even know how to bring our nervous system into the parasympathetic anymore. And it's hard as women. We're trying to keep up. We're trying to, you know, work and then raise kids and do it all. And we just want to be able to offer you guys like some small like tips that are going to be able to help you put your health first.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly what we're trying to do here. And one thing when it comes to just female hormone balance and really trying to navigate that with our diet is looking at things that are truly, the science on them is truly all done on males. And when I think of that, the first thing that comes to my brain is the keto diet and intermittent fasting. And this is why I really just want to dive into this and give you guys the tools and like the understanding behind all of this so that you're not living out of alignment with your physiology and your hormones. So when we look at the female hormones and biology, we have some really strong players at hand. Obviously, we all know about like estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. These are the big names, but behind them are going to be things like kisspeptin, luteal hormone, and follicle stimulating hormone. And these are what make progesterone and estrogen and testosterone really present in our menstrual cycles. When we do something like the keto diet or intermittent fasting, our bodies are super sensitive to any form of stress because as females, we're meant to reproduce. But if there's any danger or stress in our environment, our body is going to respond because it's not time to reproduce. So kisspeptin basically signals our LH and our FSH, the luteal hormone and the follicle stimulating hormone. But when we're stressed, then kisspeptin is lowered, and then these are not signaled. And then because of that, things like our estrogen and progesterone are not signaled. And when that happens, we don't have a cycle anymore. Our thyroid is impacted, which is the regulator of our metabolism. And when our metabolism is lowered, then all of a sudden we're just holding on to all of this weight. And we don't know why, because our husband or boyfriend or whoever it is, they're losing all this weight on keto or intermittent fasting, but nothing's happening for us. And that's because we're trying to live according to the science meant for a guy, but we're not guys. We're just not. Everything about our biology and our hormones is so different because we have different roles. They were meant to be the hunters and we were meant to raise kids and be the gatherers. So really, when we take the time to skip out on meals or to trick our body into think that we're starving, we're just sending stress signals. And stress signals are only going to lead to our bodies just holding on to that weight.
Yeah. And I think with that, Maddie touches on a really important point. Like, biologically, men and women are so different in the way that we came to be. And I think it's really hard because we live in such a culture where, you know, we don't want to admit this. Like, the way that women came to be is like, yeah, like,